Gordon.
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 Yeah. Gordon.
Hey, Michael.
Gordon.
Oh.
Gordon.
Hey, what's happening, Invasion? I actually have an announcement to make.
Go right ahead, sir.
I, Gordon Keith of Broadcast America, have brought a guest with me.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Irvin, the playmaker.
I appreciate that, buddy.
Hey, thank you for being here, Michael. I know that you got
Michael,
a very... I would say you have a very busy day, but I'm not sure you're employed these days, are you?
Well, not by an NFL network.
Oh, yeah, you're going to overlap with that for sure. Yeah. So what do you spend most of your day doing, Michael?
You know, just watching ball, you know, getting ready for the season, things like that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, listen to a ticket.
Listen to the what? Tick?
Listen to Ticket, you guys.
Okay, yeah.
Muses me.
You're going into your lazy talk.
You guys wear me out.
And then you're getting quiet. Oh, you're ramping up. Okay, now you're ramping.
That guy talks like me.
He's ramping.
No!
Okay, now very demonstrative. Very demonstrative.
Michael Irvin in the house.
Yeah, that was a bit of a camp next week. It was a bit of a ramp up.
Yeah, a little bit of a ramp up.
It was.
You maybe get a chugging bog down before you launch into something. You're kind of bogging right there, and then there you go. Now it turned over.
Yeah, it's like
you
a Jebbo.
You got to prime that pump.
Yeah, like a Jebbo head start
all
like
the time.
6 months
make sure.
Or something, you know.
All right, Invasion.
I'll see you guys later.
No, you're still here.
All right.
Still hanging out.
See you, Playmaker.
So okay, now I'd like to bring on my second guest, George Dunham, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, yeah. It's George.
George, you just missed the Playmaker. No, apparently you didn't miss him.
I'm right here.
You saw him in the hall?
There you go.
Wow, the Invasion.
Man, really,
biggest day
really
of 2024.
Good to have you fellas. Yeah, it's really good to have you fellas back in studio, man. I'm pretty sure that... That 3 weeks in the summer is something else. How was it? How was it for you guys?
It was good.
So
the
great.
Surgery went well.
Yes,
I wasn't supposed to mention everything George's
grew
surgery.
Back?
No,
so.
I didn't have surgery.
Okay.
I did.
Oh,
Michael.
Michael Irvin got breast implants, and so the muses had to take 3 weeks off.
We couldn't handle it. Yeah, it was great. It had a lot of frozen awesomes.
You bet.
Man, I bet you
that's
did.
That's such the best.
It is. In the summertime,
awesome.
What else are you going to drink? Man. Water?
Who's the first person that said, you know what, I have this drink, and they accidentally left it in the freezer, and they went, oh, my gosh, it's frozen.
It's even colder
but then
now.
And then they drank, and they said, oh, my gosh, this is awesome.
It's great.
Frozen. Let's do this awesome. Again.
Margaritas. Overrated.
Oh, my God.
888.
You just haven't had the right
ones. I do believe that. I do, because I
really?
Never liked them.
You can get some that are, like, too sweet or too tart.
Yeah, that's true.
And,
well, yeah,
and
you,
they're not,
you do
but
have to get
you
the,
make them right.
The sweet spot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's
I don't.
The sweet spot.
So you like them frozen, or do you like them on the rocks, or both?
Frozen.
I'm frozen. Frozen,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But see,
gotta
be frozen. I am of the, my taste buds will allow me to go with the flavored margarita, and I love it.
See, so I'm right there with you, and. I get made fun of because
I do too.
She will order a drink and I'll order a drink and she'll like get a margarita.
They'll deliver them to the wrong people.
Yes, yes. Yeah. They'll give her the strawberry margarita and give
Why
me the one on the rocks. But man, strawberry
like
margaritas are
margarita.
Great too.
What's a spicy margarita?
Like jalapeno or maybe a habanero is in it.
Yeah.
It gives it a little heat.
That's a big thing now.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, those are big. What about daiquiris? Because those are frozen.
Love
daiquiris
them.
Are
yeah,
delicious.
Those are awesome. They fit in the frozen awesome
your,
family.
Why yeah. wouldn't you want your drink to be delicious?
Right.
Why would I
you
drink
would.
Something and then I have a frown
oh,
on my,
my
face?
Like in New Orleans where you go to those daiquiri bars and they have 55 different flavors.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You get
alcoholic drink should
weird.
Be barely tolerable. That's the way I approach it.
We'd probably like be better off clear. If that was the case. If it didn't
you know
taste
what, that's
so darn
true,
good.
Because it can get you in trouble if it's sweet and delicious and you can kind of slurp it down.
And you have AIDS and you get up and you didn't realize it and you have to go throw up in a public bathroom.
Boy, that was very specific.
Boy, that was very specific. Oddly specific.
Oh, my gosh. I feel that that's happened to you way more than you like to think.
No, not in a long time.
Have you ever thrown up in a porta potty? That's got to be the lowest.
No,
of the low.
I never have, and I would think you would just keep going because you'd be so grossed out by the swamp
vomiting into that
back at you. Yeah,
swamp of oatmeal
mix right in. Yeah, you'd be okay.
Oh my God.
I haven't thrown up in a long time.
I haven't either.
And I plan to never do it again.
Well, maybe after this 200 today,
that'll be all right.
You sure?
Yeah, have you guys stretched?
It's not time to stretch. We still got like an hour and 10 minutes.
What do you mean, like goatsy?
I don't know. I think I would like stretch all morning.
Man, I was stretching all night, Jub. I consumed the entire Rangers game on the floor as I was stretching.
And hydrate, too. Night. That's another thing. You guys are like really hydrated.
I just had my pre-race eggs, so to be digested.
That's
ready
not
to
going
go.
To
that's
help.
How
somehow
that.
Eggs
yeah,
are not
yeah.
going to help.
Cause my brain to have to catch up about 2 seconds there.
He's gonna fart, and then it's
Matt loves eggs.
What about eggs?
Like Fast and Furious.
I do.
Yeah, I hope someone doesn't pull something, but I'm afraid that's going to because you just don't. Now Donnie has done it, part of training sprinting, but we don't sprint much.
No, we don't.
Got to be careful,
and it is one to where I think sometimes I feel I don't run fast enough to pull anything.
Yeah, but you're hitting. So you're trying to hit a time today, though.
Yeah, it's a sudden movement too,
right?
That causes it.
And I'm going to say that I have a governor on my body that I know if something's about to happen, I'll just stop and I'll be okay.
You can't stop.
My body's like a golf cart.
It has to stop every 5 seconds.
It's got a restrictor plate on it.
It's enjoyable.
And then
fun.
In certain areas, it slows down.
Okay.
My body's like a golf cart.
I will say it's going to be interesting because we have to run through 4 different turns.
Yeah, that's different.
Because if we start in the middle, then you got 4 turns that you got to go through to do one full lap. And most people, I mean, when's the last time you ran a curve? Like at a high speed?
Yesterday?
Yeah, I did it yesterday, too. I got to get 2 new tires today.
Okay, so how long is this track? So it's not 100
it's
yards.
Meters.
Well, I know no, that, but I mean straightaway. The straightaway is how long? Is it 100 yards?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not. You're going to have to run, like Matt said, we're going to have to run 4 curves.
4 curves. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
to
with that, maybe you won't hit 34. That will affect it, right?
Yeah, I feel like if I ran straight, I may have a chance. But now I'm trying to hit the curve. Now, do I run toward the middle of the track, or do I stay on the inside of the rail?
That. Yeah, because if you're sprinting,
faster?
When you get to the curve, you don't want to run into the wall. You
just run
slow down a little bit.
I think you should just run straight, and then when you get to the middle of the track at the very end, you just take a direct 90-degree turn, and you just keep running in a rectangle.
That'll help your time.
That's how my grandfather used to drive. Yeah. He just drove until he heard a crunch, and then he would just turn.
You're like
and
a wide receiver on an in route. You just make the cut.
Yeah, real quick cut. deliver a move, and then
that's all I used to do with Troy.
Yeah, okay. Michael had a comment on that.
Okay,
you
want
to talk about somebody hurting themselves, if I have to make a cut on
your knee just explodes.
That's it for me. My leg just falls off.
Man.
Were you in on the bad radio time of what you could run the 40 in? Was that?
You did that,
no,
didn't you, George?
I did.
And you did pretty well.
I beat both of them.
Yeah.
And I think that's the last time
Big man
I
can
sprinted.
Run.
But I think, I want to say it was just under 6.
Yeah, that's 40
you ran a
6-second
40?
6-something, yeah.
That's not bad.
Okay.
That's
so
not bad.
Times 5. Yeah, so you'd run it in 30 seconds. Well,
that was also half a century ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah,
it was 20 years ago.
That's fine. Yeah. No, I still but you have to keep up that same speed the entire time. Like, you think you could make it up.
Or you start slow and then make it up on the back part.
The 200 is brutal. That is
the 400 is the most brutal race.
Yeah, why aren't y'all doing the 400?
Oh, that's two laps. That's a lot.
Because Snoop did the 200.
Okay.
So we're just trying to beat Snoop's time. Thank God he didn't do a 400.
A quarter of a mile would be, it's a lot.
I think, Donovan, you are faster than Snoop. And Matt might be.
But Snoop's all thin and got those long, long legs.
Yeah.
And he had a black and mild behind his ear.
Yeah, he did have that.
His mouth while he was driving. I mean, while he was running. So I guess I left the joint at home.
Yeah. Donovan's lungs, though, got to be better than Snoop's.
Got to be.
And Snoop's a grandfather. Okay. Isn't he like 60-something?
Yeah. You guys are younger than Snoop?
He's 51, 52.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Jeez. Oh, I thought Snoop was in his 60s.
I thought he was, too. But he is a grandfather.
Yeah.
He's 52. He turns 53 in October.
He's a dog father, I think.
Yes, indeed.
I'm 52. I'll be 53 in a couple of weeks, so I'm just...
Tyler's already down there practicing free throws, and his dad is rebounding for him.
Man, his dad supports his athletic career, doesn't he?
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He has more of an athletic career for a board operator than anyone I've ever known.
He's already made like four in a row.
Yeah, he's a great athlete.
Yeah.
Matt, you're
good. He's great.
Too.
I know, but...
Coaching you up.
Boy, yeah, Tyler's...
I wish I was out there for free throws. Free I think throws. I'd beat y'all at free throws.
No way.
Yeah, you might. Now he's just out there jacking up threes and just drain one.
he's disqualified.
Savant.
You
know, okay. He's such a savant.
Him. We have to test him for PEDs.
Yes.
Oh, he finally missed a three.
He has
after
to submit
making...
a urine sample after yes. this day to see if we can test that.
I think we have a microphone on Tyler as we hear him warm up.
God,
he is draining. Really. He's 4 or 5 from three.
He keeps looking over here to see if we're watching.
I can't count to 5.
Okay. Oh, hey, Tip Sheet, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
It sounds like Nolan Ryan.
I know. Same voice.
Tyler, I think you're going to win today.
Oh, all right.
That's our event. We're getting it started.
Okay. Yep,
he is,
we're excited.
Free throws are next.
Free throws are
Can't
next.
Wait.
Thank you, boys, for staying there and being on with us. Gordon, love you.
Love you, too. Thank you, Donovan. And
Moose,
thanks to my buddy, Giorgio, for showing up.
And Michael Irvin and
Tip Sheet
for all showing up. Yeah, like everyone.
Good luck, Irvin. Good luck, Tyler. Gordon.
Oh, Michael singing.
He's raining threes out there.
He's like eight looking at us. He's making sure we're watching.
Oh, hey,
really
Tyler, I didn't know you had a
now.
Mic on.
No, I'm really excited. Can't you hear the excitement?
Everybody ought to get up. We start the Ticket Olympics next live from the Epic in Grand Prairie here on the Ticket.